When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
It was a cool evening in February 2019 when a group of young friends gathered for a night of fun on the waters of South Carolina's Low Country. The air was crisp, and the mood was light as they boarded a boat owned by the Murdaugh family, a name well known in the region for their legal prominence. Paul Murdaugh, then 19 years old, was at the helm. Unbeknownst to them all, this night would set off a chain of events that would unravel the fabric of one of the most powerful families in the state. As the boat cut through the dark waters, the group laughed and shared stories. They made stops along the way, including at a waterfront bar where, according to surveillance footage and witness accounts, Paul allegedly used his older brother's ID to purchase alcohol. Friends would later recount that Paul had been drinking heavily that night, allegedly becoming increasingly intoxicated and erratic as the evening progressed. Around 2 a.m., the boat sped toward Archer's Creek, a narrow waterway known for its treacherous turns and low visibility. Several passengers expressed concerns about Paul's ability to navigate, allegedly pleading with him to let someone else take over. Their worries went unheeded. Moments later, the boat slammed into a piling near the Archer's Creek Bridge. The force of the collision threw 19-year-old Mallory Beach into the cold, dark water. Panic ensued. The friends desperately searched for Mallory, their shouts echoing into the night. Emergency responders arrived, but it wasn't until a week later that Mallory's body was found downstream. The community was devastated. A young life, full of promise, had been tragically cut short. In the aftermath, attention turned to Paul Murdaugh. Authorities launched an investigation into the accident. Paul was charged with 3 felony counts, including boating under the influence, causing death and bodily injury. However, allegations soon emerged that the Murdaugh family's influence was impeding the investigation. Some claimed that law enforcement officers at the scene were hesitant to properly question Paul or conduct field sobriety tests, allegedly due to the Murdaugh's long-standing connections within the legal system. These allegations fueled public outrage. Many in the community began to question whether justice would be served or if the Murdaugh family's prominence would shield Paul from accountability. The case became a flashpoint for discussions about privilege and the integrity of the legal process. As the legal proceedings moved forward, the Murdaugh family's reputation began to suffer. The once respected name became associated with controversy and suspicion. Alex Murdaugh, Paul's father, faced the daunting task of navigating the legal challenges while trying to protect his family's legacy. The weight of the situation grew heavier as civil lawsuits were filed, including a wrongful death suit by Mallory Beach's family against Alex and others. The potential financial liabilities threatened to erode the family's wealth. Behind closed doors, tensions mounted. The Murdaughs were grappling with the scrutiny and the possibility that their influence might not be enough to shield them from the consequences of the boating accident. The strain on Alex was immense. As a prominent attorney and a father, he was caught between his professional obligations and personal turmoil. Then, in June 2021, tragedy struck again. Alex Murdaugh called 911, his voice fraught with distress. He reported that he had found his wife, Maggie, and son, Paul, shot to death on their expansive property. The double homicide sent shockwaves through the community. The very family at the center of so much attention was now the victim of a heinous crime. The murders intensified the media spotlight. Speculation ran rampant. Some wondered if the killings were connected to the boating accident, perhaps an act of revenge. Others theorized about possible enemies the family might have made over the years. Law enforcement initiated a thorough investigation, but information was scarce. and no arrests were made immediately. Amidst the grief, Alex faced an overwhelming confluence of pressures. The legal battles from the boating accident persisted, with the wrongful death lawsuit moving forward. The financial strain was significant, compounded by the loss of his wife and son. Reports began to surface alleging that Alex was involved in financial improprieties at his law firm. Colleagues claimed that he had misappropriated funds, leading to his forced resignation. As these allegations came to light, Alex's world seemed to be crumbling. The power and influence that had once provided a buffer were no longer sufficient. The community's perception of the Murdaughs had shifted dramatically. Trust was eroding, and the family's name was now synonymous with scandal. In September 2021, another shocking event occurred. Alex reported that he had been shot in the head while changing a tire on the side of a rural road. The wound was superficial, a graze that required hospitalization but was not life-threatening. Initial reports suggested an attempted murder, sparking further media frenzy. However, inconsistencies in the story led investigators to question the veracity of his account. Under scrutiny, Alex confessed that the shooting was a staged event. He admitted to orchestrating his own attempted killing, allegedly hiring Curtis Edward Smith, a former client and distant cousin, to shoot him. The motive, according to Alex, was to ensure that his surviving son, Buster, would receive a $10 million life insurance payout. Alex believed that suicide would invalidate the policy, so he aimed to make his death appear as a homicide. The revelation added another layer to the complex narrative. Authorities arrested both Alex and Curtis Smith, charging them with insurance fraud and conspiracy, among other offenses. The staged suicide attempt was a desperate act that highlighted the depths of Alex's turmoil. As the legal proceedings unfolded, more details emerged about the extent of Alex's alleged financial misconduct. Investigations revealed that he had allegedly embezzled millions of dollars from his law firm and clients. One case involved the estate of Gloria Satterfield, the Murdaugh's longtime housekeeper who died in 2018 after a reported trip and fall accident at their home. Alex had encouraged her sons to file a wrongful death claim, offering to help them secure a settlement. However, the funds, amounting to over $4 million, were allegedly misappropriated by Alex. These allegations painted a picture of a man under immense pressure, possibly engaging in unethical and illegal activities to maintain a facade of stability. The combination of legal troubles, financial strain, and personal loss may have contributed to his decision to stage his own death. Throughout this period, the boating accident remained a central element in the unfolding drama. It was the catalyst that set off a chain reaction, leading to increased scrutiny of the Murdaugh family. The wrongful death lawsuit from Mallory Beach's family continued to move forward, keeping the incident in the public eye. The case symbolized the erosion of the Murdaugh's influence. Despite their status, they could not prevent the legal consequences stemming from that tragic night. Community members voiced their frustrations openly. Many felt that the initial handling of the boating accident investigation was marred by favoritism. Allegations persisted that law enforcement officials had been swayed by the Murdaughs' connections, delaying justice for Mallory Beach's family. The perception of inequality under the law fueled calls for accountability and reform. Amidst the turmoil, Alex's attorneys released statements acknowledging his struggles with opioid addiction. They claimed that he had been battling addiction for years, which had impaired his judgment. This revelation added complexity to the narrative, raising questions about the role addiction may have played in his alleged actions. Some saw it as an attempt to garner sympathy or mitigate legal repercussions. However, the focus remained on the need for justice. The families affected by the boating accident and subsequent events sought closure. The legal system pressed forward with multiple investigations and charges pending against Alex Murdaugh. In July 2022, Alex was indicted on 2 counts of murder in connection with the deaths of his wife and son. Prosecutors alleged that he had killed them to distract from his financial crimes and gain sympathy. The indictment marked a significant turning point, as the man who had reported the murders was now accused of committing them. The trial captured national attention, prosecutors presented evidence of Alex's alleged financial misdeeds, suggesting a motive rooted in desperation to conceal his actions. They argued that the pressure from the wrongful death lawsuit, combined with the threat of exposure for embezzlement, drove him to eliminate his wife and son. Defense attorneys contended that Alex was a victim of circumstance, a grieving father and husband wrongfully accused. They pointed to a lack of direct physical evidence tying him to the murders. The defense emphasized his struggles with addiction and the impact of his personal losses. After a lengthy trial, Alex Murdaugh was found guilty of the murders of Maggie and Paul. The verdict brought a sense of resolution to some, but for many, it was a somber reminder of the far-reaching consequences of the events that began with the boating accident. Reflecting on the entire saga, it's clear that the boating accident served as a critical catalyst in the unraveling of the Murdaugh family's legacy. The incident exposed vulnerabilities and ignited scrutiny that peeled back layers of influence and privilege. It highlighted how a single tragic event can trigger a cascade of revelations and consequences. The allegations of interference in the initial investigation into the boating accident underscored concerns about the integrity of the legal system. The community's demand for accountability signaled a shift toward challenging long-standing power structures. The perception that the Murdaughs could manipulate outcomes due to their status was a central theme throughout the unfolding events. As we consider the broader implications, the case prompts reflection on the nature of privilege and justice. It raises questions about how wealth and influence can impact legal processes and whether true equality under the law is attainable. The Murdaugh saga serves as a poignant example of how unchecked power can lead to ethical lapses and ultimately downfall. The story also underscores the profound impact of personal struggles on one's actions. Alex's alleged opioid addiction, financial pressures, and personal losses created a maelstrom that may have influenced his decisions. While addiction does not excuse illegal behavior, it highlights the importance of addressing underlying issues that can contribute to such outcomes. In the end, the tale of the Murdaugh family is a complex tapestry woven with threads of tragedy, power, and consequence. The boating accident was not just an isolated incident, but the spark that ignited a series of events revealing deeper systemic issues. It serves as a reminder that actions have far-reaching effects and that accountability is essential, regardless of one's position in society. The community continues to heal, carrying the lessons learned from this tumultuous period. The hope is that the pursuit of justice will lead to reforms that strengthen the integrity of legal institutions. For the families affected, including those of Mallory Beach and the Murdaughs, the journey toward closure is ongoing. As we look back, we're reminded that beneath the surface of prominent names and influential families lie the same vulnerabilities and capacities for error that exist in all of us. The Murdaugh case invites us to reflect on the values we uphold and the importance of ensuring that justice is blind to status and privilege.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.